for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode. We have some channeled guidance for my lovely IHP community and the entire 5D collective. Those of you who are mystics or functional adults or both, the Enlightenment Soul age group potentially. So with all that being said, again, just a reminder, 5D are whole three-year-old hearts. No envy, no jealousy, no spite. You don't have to be here just yet, but that is what a 5D, a oneness consciousness, Christ consciousness, is a secure attachment person. Means you have integration of the brain. And it also means that when you are faced with any situations that involve your own personal previously held or distorted beliefs, doesn't matter which one, but anything that is in your implicit bias, in your upbringing, whatever it is, you as a person with secure attachment have the ability to recover easily from conflict because you have the inner growth mindset, for one. But really, it's because you have flow of energy and information moving always between your left and right mode. So you have integration of the brain capacity, bilateral integration. You are also a person who has relaxation in the relational field. So you trust all people. Doesn't matter if you had people who lied to you or betrayed or any of that. As a teenager, I had plenty of it. They're all people I still love, and they didn't do anything wrong. They shared with me what they do as adaptive children, because liars are people who are brokenhearted, shame cycle, three-year-old heart, one-year-old, whatever it is. I can describe it in many ways, but point being, they're human. So like Pacha says to Cusco, all people have a heart, or better yet, he says, no person is heartless. But we're not, you know, a cartoon. So I know all people have a heart, attachment, trauma informed. But furthermore, again, I'm a mystic. So I have a relationship with the sphere of Akash consciousness. I am a person who grew up with Jesus. So I know about unconditional love and God. And so being one big happy, yes, family, happy. People who don't have, do not have secure attachment, they are not in the same happy boat in their body because they have yet to learn how to become or be their own safe haven to get to their regulated nervous system. They can, thanks to being in relationships with people that are securely attached like ourselves. Okay, so a secure attachment person, in addition to being relaxed in their relational field, also has unflappability when we are dealing with anything that is a belief. So unflappability equals not easily upset or confused, especially in a crisis. It means that you are imperturbable, okay? And that is something I know a lot about. We talk about it when we are engaging in relationships with people who are not going to be open-hearted. We will know of potentially the avoidant who will be over-focused on their self. They only have the left mode on and they are logical and not really engaging with emotions or heart. That's for them to look into. We just will know how to respect the spaces and to allow ourselves to understand what their rigidity means, which is where they withdraw and only focus on themselves, okay? The ambivalent, on the other hand, will be over-focused on others and they also get very anxious and consistently ask for reassurance, so we know how to try and get that one to be okay by reassuring them, but also giving them time and then not actually giving into areas that they will get chaotic and unreasonable in. So by giving them healthy boundaries, which is not blocking, it's not canceling, it's not unfriending, it's not calling people's names, no, it's called direct communication for the 5D collective. We are able to grow all of our relationships. That's what a secure attachment figure does. That's what a 5D person is. It's a pacha. We say we love you. We mean it. We won't unfriend you because you don't do love the same way we do. So we love freely and joyfully. We're always building a snowman. When we meet those other attachment categories or styles, we don't say, let me get you out of my way. No, we learn to recalibrate, which is why we don't have any type of dilemma with our twin flame or twin flames or our soulmates. We don't have sagas because these are people. Last but not least, our disorganized attachment category, which will have a subcategory of secure, ambivalent, avoidant, or ambivalent. Okay, so they are scared and are frozen with that self. They're also what is called a fragmented self because their attachment system, their love attachment system wants to attach, but their defense system, their survival instinct is what's on because they were frightened in their environment or there was a frightening environment. Remember that abuse and neglect are both frightening to a child, an infant. The only difference is that with neglect, there are areas of the brain that don't get stimulated and therefore pleasure is not something that a person can experience necessarily until they engage in activity such as music and dancing, and then that they grow a relationship with someone who has them know of their importance even without them doing anything. Okay, so it's actually a very clear difference between a person who will have a frightening environment from abuse versus a frightening environment from neglect. And in each case, in all cases, it's always only if a person will be aware of their self, want to move out of dysregulation, that they will then engage in relationship with securely attached people. Okay, so the 5D collective is made of those who are looking forward to consistently growing their relationships. So we're not easily upset or confused. Doesn't matter what the Cuscos, squirrels, or anybody else brings to us. We know how to stay open-hearted. We choose to stay open-hearted. And this is what our theme is for the channeled guidance. We'll see. It might be a short one because it's very straight to the point, and that you are having the opportunity to be open and vulnerable with another, at least one other human being. And you know about this, and that's because it is something that touches you deeply at your heart. So you know it because of the moments that you've shared, but you also know it because of the moments that you would like to share. And you also know it because of the unease, fear, concern, the uncomfortableness. Okay, so here's the deal. If you are looking to be more of yourself, the only way for you to do this is to develop a deeper connection with your own self. As Terry Real points out, trauma is relational. Intimacy is the core. But see, the intimacy is twofold, which is why all of the good therapists will always say, we're meant to be with people. You can only move beyond your unfinished business with another person at the very least. You have to have one secure attachment figure that you can attach to. If you do not have attachment security within yourself, this means your household and your herd was not offering this to you. So you will either have found one person who offers this to you, or you are thinking of getting a good therapist for some of you. I don't know. You know you. All I know, I'm a secure attachment figure, is that for me, I don't have that type of dilemma. It's not even a dilemma. It's more of the opportunity is always there because I'm always open-hearted. That's what I mean. So there's no dilemma because I'm not closing my heart. Whenever I encounter the potential for that level of intimacy, I've always been open to it. And when I know someone is not wanting it, I have always known how to recalibrate from it. Again, unflappability. It's part of the secure attachment whole three-year-old heart. And because you are able to be your own safe haven, secure base, this is where my solo polyamory comes into the mix. You're not seeking to attach to any lover. They're there if they want to continue growing with me. And if not, no, we always will continue to grow because we've recalibrated. All of those relationships, they recalibrate with a person who's able to consistently say, I love you, I care about you, I just want to know how you're doing, you good? Okay, so the romance, the platonic, the sometimes sexual as well, these all go through a very organic flow for the securely attached person. So as your channeler in this moment in time, what I'm saying for me, it's easy to love, that's why I'm bringing it to you. I also can explain to you, when I've met all these other attachment categories, it didn't get harder to love. Now, I stay the same love, and I learn to respect those areas that they get uncomfortable with and that they manifest through low self-esteem and direct communication, passive-aggressive, they manipulate, they lie, whatever it is, the boundaries, no healthy boundaries. There's rigidity, which means the whole ghosting thing. And then there's chaos, which means the whole I'm going to get in your face and accuse you of shit. So both equations didn't ever make it any different. Okay, so for me personally, what I can share is that it's easy to love because there's no movie here. There's life is actually quite, as Sadhguru points out, if you realize how fragile your life is and how at any moment it could be turned upside down, you will walk very gently on this planet. Okay, so I have always known this. What I've also known is this, again, Sadhguru. Love is freedom and joy. Attachment is bondage and misery. Also Sadhguru. For most people, love means you must do what I want. And he says, no, love means they can do what they want and we still love them. Exactly. That's why we know compersion. You don't have to be a polyamory person to know compersion. It means, you know, healthy self-worth, you know, secure attachment. So you're happy for somebody if they're happy. Doesn't matter if they left you and moved on to someone else. You're happy to see people happy because you want them to be happy. Love, we already read that. Here, if you overflow with humanity, divinity has to descend. Furthermore, the most precious thing is life itself. Will you realize this now or only on your deathbed? Last but not least, the greatest gift you can give to another human being is to accept, respect, and love them. All of our relationships for a securely attached 5D person, mystic in the Enlightenment Soul Age group here as your host. We always want them to be happy. It's the greatest gift. We think it's actually the normal thing to do, the Pacha handshake. Okay, so when people move forward in their life and they did not choose the same journey, you're not going to be looking to the past and saying, I regret anything. You're going to look to the past and say, I'm actually a person who loves every single one of the choices. I lived and live fully. I've shared open-heartedly. I've taken a shot. Anytime I've felt you're the one for me, I've taken that shot. Why would I disregard that as an opportunity? So the people who don't enjoy their past relationships, that's because they don't have the capacity to use their prefrontal cortex. They don't choose to know we are people. We will either mentally, emotionally, or physically continue to enjoy each other, or if we don't, we'll get to chit-chat about it. If the chit-chatting about it is open-hearted, then we're going to continue to enjoy each other. If, on the other hand, what we're having is not a conversation, we're going to have a recalibration. So a secure attachment person knows when a person's not authentic, because we will know when you're hiding your heart, because the minute you are in your actual unfinished business, your trauma safety behavior response is not something that you choose, my lovely listeners. It is your heart. So one thing is for sure, every person I've ever met knows when they're closing it. If you know you close your heart when you're wanting to open it, just know the other person knows when you close it. They might not be aware of it, doesn't matter. I'm sharing with you, you are not a blank canvas. If you don't know how to use your higher social engagement system, you'll be a blank canvas when you use your higher social engagement system, because you have no trauma charges. You have no fear. So when you're in the presence of a person, you're not trying to attach. That's why those people who do not know that they have child charged parts, they get confused. We remain unflappable. Unflappable. I love that word, unflappable. It's so beautiful. So yeah, you remain imperturbed. Okay, the part about when people close their hearts, we will try to let them know, those of us who love to love, it's safe to be with me. You don't have to be afraid. But there's only so many times I can try to let you know you're safe to be yourself with me before I'm going to have to let it go, because you're going to show me every time I say, why are you behaving this way? I don't understand. There's nothing to be, you know, in this kind of agitation with me. What is this? Or why are you not speaking? It depends, right? So when we have chaos, we'll be like, what's going on? And it depends what's being said. But we always take the opportunity whenever there is a moment to repair whatever splinters there may be. In fact, we are very able at doing this because we are playful in our relationships. We are also present, so we're curious, open, and we're accepting and loving. We attune to each other because that's what a nervous system who's not afraid to be in the room with somebody, and it's safe to be ourselves. And so we securely say, yep, this is who I am. We can be alone. We can be with people. So it's very beautiful to be vulnerable. For the securely attached person, it's not tragedy, no drama. my 5D collective. This is where you are either here or you can be here. It's called emotional awareness accountability. It's called emotional self-regulation. It's straightforward as it gets. With people that are secure attachment figures, it's really, really nice to open your heart because you keep on expanding together. When you meet people who, again, present to you their adaptive child, it won't be their authentic self, but it will be the self they choose to come into the relationship with. You are the one who I'm speaking to. So if you want to stay open-hearted, you have this choice. And it's called, I'm not going to hide who I am. I'm going to take the opportunity to learn how to ask questions without any agitation. You know, if you want, you can practice that one if you're still into that. I personally know of one thing and one thing alone. When a person doesn't make it easy for you to ask anything and they don't present you consistent communication, my lovely listeners, they're not open-hearted. So if you are a person who wants to put into practice building all of your relationships, you engage by recalibrating. So you understand, okay, if they go silent, they need space. If they go chaotic, I give them specific ways to understand that I will keep coming back. If they come in and out, then I will learn how to just let them know that silence is good, and in and out is good, and there you go. Obviously, they're not on a deep road with you. Okay, so that one's clear. You're not building a deep connection. There's no intimacy. You don't have a person who's trusting you. You have a person who's closed-hearted to you. So you are recalibrating because you understand that some people are not in a space where they have trust because they're not their grown-up, emotionally available person yet. You don't need a coach for any of this. You just need your own head if you have healthy self-worth. You stay open-hearted because why would you not? Choosing love is the best thing you can ever do. And that's why you can move into the expansion of consciousness, to the Enlightenment Soul Age Group, to all of the things we talk about. I hope you enjoyed, my lovely listeners. May the channeled guidance support you to have open-hearted conversations and deep connected relationships and more on this lovely 5D journey. We'll be back. Have a great one.